Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, regarding miserliness or bukhul. In this blessed tradition, the Imam alayhi salam says, Al-bukhlu jami'un limasawil uyub. Miserliness, the Imam says, encompasses all vices. وَهُوَ زِمَامٌ يُقَادُ بِهِ إِلَىٰ كُلِّ سُوءٍ. And it is a rein with which one is led to every defect. As you know, there are some good deeds or good traits which we can consider principles or roots from which spring forth other good deeds. In Arabic, sometimes they call these usulul karam, like the very roots of nobility or good deeds. Contrary to this, we have certain vices which produce other vices and lead to other vices. Like, for example, in one of the traditions, it's been narrated that drinking alcohol, if one were to put all evil deeds in a room and lock the door, the key to that door would be the consumption of alcohol, as an example. In a similar way, in this beautiful tradition, Imam Ali says that miserliness and bukhul is a vice which encompasses all vices, meaning it leads the person who's miserly to perform other evil deeds in order to in order to prevent other people from having and sharing his wealth. For example, the person might lie, you know, in order to prevent the, you know, other people from benefiting from the bounties that he's been given. You know, and the Imam also says, it is a rein with which one is led to every defect. Like, for example, let's say that somebody comes to the door of a miserly person and asks for something in charity. The person might lie and say that, oh, I don't have anything for you today, you know, and he might commit a lie in this fashion. Or, you know, if he's miserly and he doesn't want to share his wealth, you know, or he wants to accumulate wealth, he might, you know, steal from a certain person and then lie about it. And these are all defects which might spring forth from miserliness. And this is why in another tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, Al-bukhlu arun, miserliness is a source of shame. Right? This is one of those traits which leads to the shamefulness of the person and his losing the nobility that he has. You know, everybody loves a very noble and a generous person, and his generosity is considered a very noble and respectable trait in contrast to miserliness. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for
This humble servant will be diverted from you.